Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, our good friend, longtime 11-year member of our Brain Trust, the president of Unity Marketing, the author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury and Shopping. That's two different books. And Let the Meat Cake, that's another one. Several important books there. Pam, which is the new one besides the brand new one?
What Do Henrys Want?
That's the brand new one, but the one behind that is Shopping, or?
Well,
I can't keep up.
I'm always thinking about the one that's coming.
I know what you mean. So, okay, the new one is called, is about Henrys.
What Do Henrys Want? It's a little mini book, and you can order it at my website.
Okay, and give us the website.
It's www.unitymarketingonline.com.
Can they find your research there?
Yes, and you know, I have a new white paper because people are so interested in hearing about small being the next big store in retail, and I have a white paper on my website that you can download and see because, you know, the National Retail Federation, that's a trade association of, you know, the big national shopping companies, you know, the Walmarts and Targets and all the malls, you know, belong to this National Retail Federation who puts out all this data. And they will have you thinking that shoppers are going gangbusters and, you know, they're saying, like, you know, that this year Christmas shopping is going to be up 3.2%. Right. Well, let me tell you, the reality is if you take out cars and you take out dining out of the retail data, what you find is that actually year over year that we are spending 0.4% less on shopping at retail than we did last year through July or through August. Now that's not, we're not going to have a point increase this year.
Forget it.
So we really need to understand that the shopper is looking for special experiences. And again, that's where Main Street has the advantage over the malls, because the malls are all doing the same thing, all the big national retailers, the same thing, marking stuff down, making it cheap. And
the experience, sucks.
Yeah, it does. So when people want to go shopping.
I haven't been in a mall in 2 years, and the last time I went in there, I was in there for like 2 minutes.
I know. Well, they're becoming the ghost towns today when it comes to retail.
They're closing up, aren't they? Many of them are.
Yes. Yeah, there are about 20 national malls that have closed up.
They're going to just knock them down.
I know. Well, they're repurposing them, which is, you know, a good idea, making them more community centers. And don't count the malls out, because I'm sure they're going to catch on.
Well, and there are small businesses in the malls, too, and they're not all going to go away. But irrespective of whether you're on Main Street or in a mall, if you're a small business, special is your special sauce, and you have to charge enough for that special sauce. Because if you don't, the Henrys might not buy it from you just because of the price.
Right.
And if you don't, you won't be able to stay in business.
Right. But you have to be focused on your customer. I mean, it's not about you, it's about them. And so the word consumer centricity is a big one right now. And that's really where small businesses and small retailers can excel, because they can look their customers in the eye, they can know them by name, and they can really deliver what those customers want. But that's the thing. You have to be out on the sales floor. I mean, so many business owners stay in the back room doing all the back room stuff and not on the floor.
Right.
And they should be spending their time where they really need to be, is on the floor showing and teaching their salespeople how
that's
to do.
Exactly. Training, folks. We can't overestimate how much training is important, especially in teaching your people about delivering an experience, not just a product. I want you to talk to the audience about your thoughts on hours, operating hours.
Oh, well, I mean, this is critical for Main Street operations, because who comes out at dinner time? You know, goes to dining, they go for drinks before a show, or they go out to dinner, and they go to Main Street's to restaurants on Main Street, and so many retail stores close up at 5 o'clock, and they completely miss when the customers, the potential customers, are there, which is between like 5 and 7, 8, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to really look at their hours. Be open when there are people there. And this 9-to-5 nonsense on Main Street is just ridiculous.
That's a 20th century throwback, maybe even a 19th century throwback.
You bet.
I mean, you got people meeting for dinner.
Yeah.
One gets there early. What are they going to do? Go to the restaurant? Maybe they'll go to your shop next door before the other person gets there.
It's money walking by your front door if
That's
you're
right.
not open. And you know, most retail stores, I mean, if you look at them from 10 till, you know, lunchtime, there's nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
So switch those hours. Be open at 11 and move, you know, be open till 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the evening time, and you will see a huge bump in your business.
If you're a retailer and you close at 5?
Nonsense.
I don't understand that.
No, we don't live that way anymore. We're 24/7
right.
world, and you need to be, and again, that's an easy shift that you can make. And why do you want to do it? 9-to-5 serves you, the business owner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 11-to-8 serves the customer.
That's
and
right.
those are the decisions you have to make. You have to focus on what the customer wants and what the customer needs, not on what you want to do.
That's well said. Hey, Pam, I need the website one more time, please.
Okay, unitymarketingonline.com, and please come and download my white paper called Small is the Next Big Story.
And the new book again?
Is What Henrys Want. What Do Henrys
All right.
Want.
All right, so check that out. Thanks, Pam, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Have a good day.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.